Yola Carter spent years building a reputation as a pop singer and songwriter for hire in the UK, and then she chose to start over as a solo act. Carter has just released her full-length debut using only her first name, Yola. Julie Height reports on what she's singing now.
Yola Carter caught the music bug as a very small child growing up in a tiny seaside town in southwest England. Browsing through her mother's record collection, she latched on to a 1974 Dolly Parton album.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
It never crossed Carter's mind that that wasn't what an aspiring singer who happened to be black and British was supposed to be listening to in the late 1980s.
I didn't know that it was going to be such a problem until I started trying to actually do it. And then people were like, now this is weird, okay? We always thought that you'd sing R&B. I'm like, why? My voice doesn't sound like that at all.
When Carter first started getting asked to perform in her teens, she had to conceal it from her mother, a nurse who insisted that her children pursue similarly stable careers. Carter had to sneak out to club gigs and studio sessions. She went on to arrange vocals and write lyrics and melodies over others' music.
If you could shed a little light.
Working under her given name, Yolanda Cordy, she eventually contributed to pop hits and dance smashes, too.
A lot of that kind of work was being this gun for hire, and you just have to do whatever the brief said. It's all singing work, but broad-ranging and not really me exploring who I was.
Carter was forced to stop everything for a year and a half when she lost her voice in 2007. She studied anatomy and came up with her own program for vocal care. Once she could sing again, she split her time between the renowned electronic group Massive Attack and Phantom Limb, a band she'd formed with several rock musicians. With Phantom Limb, she inched closer to the music she wanted to make.
It's clear.
But Carter still felt she was compromising a little too much. She became friends with a folk guitarist named Kit Hawes, who helped her gain independence by learning his instrument.
I saw she was such an accomplished writer. We just both thought if she could even strum a few chords on the guitar, she'd just be away. But in those first few chords, I think I showed her E minor and A major. And between those two chords, she managed to write some fantastic songs.
In 2016, those songs landed on an EP.
Like they heard me up for stealing. Had you paid for something you don't need. They pose as the deliverer, the image of your dream. But the bailiff's always in your range. Run away, run away, run away. Fly away, fly, fly away, fly away, bird.
It was a first step for a new solo artist who'd taken on a new name, Yola Carter. The buzz about Carter's music reached the Americana scene in the U.S. In-demand producer Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys brought her into his Nashville studio to write and record her debut album with all the bells and whistles.
We have this kind of funky track here. At the very basis of the tracks is the guitar and the vocal. We have a special process here with the guitars. And we have a crew here, musicians that we use regularly.
Musicians who played on Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, and Aretha Franklin records that Carter revered.
Every musician here that's in this room, where we're sat right now, is a legend in their own right, and they know what they're going to bring to this song once you play the work tape to them. But it was amazing hearing that history come through.
Falling out of love with you is not an easy thing to do, but you don't care.
The lush backing the players provided gave Carter room to stretch out vocally.
The thing that I love about late 60s and early 70s music was that singers that had big voices would show a plethora of tones. I don't want to be ever like a trope of always loud Yola, always doing the scream rough thing, because I can do that all day, every day. But I want to be able to show that I have the soft side of my voice as well.
Empty arms could never hold. No one sees, no one knows what they know.
For me, artistically, that's melodrama. That is like, I'm going to be sobbing oh so softly and then I'm going to be wailing at the top.
The way that Carter taps into the softer, more theatrical side of classic country and soul, along with the grit, isn't the expected approach in the Americana world she now calls home. But she's at the place in her career where she's not about to be boxed in.
The thing that feels satisfying to me is to be able to be that vulnerable out loud as a black woman, and to go, sometimes, do you know what, today I'm feeling quite like a strong black woman, but you know, I'm not every single day, and here's how.
A little shady grove, a memory long ago, a tale too old to know the ending.
For NPR News, I'm Julie Height.
Lovely.
Oh.